ठीक हो गया।
الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية، وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لسيدنا أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه: يا أبا ذر، إنك امرؤ فيك جاهلية، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه الإمام أحمد رحمه الله في مسنده، والإمام البخاري رحمه الله في صحيحه، والإمام البخاري رحمه الله في الأدب المفرد، وروى هذا الحديث الإمام مسلم رحمه الله في صحيحه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, we are very, very lucky, we are very, very fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ni'mat of Islam. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghadda, rahimahullah, in his kitab, قِيمَةُ الزَّمَنْ عِنْدَ الْعُلَمَاءِ, the value of time in the sight of scholars and the people of knowledge. So in that kitab, right in the introduction, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghadda was one of the greatest scholars of Sham. Passed away just over 30 years ago. He passed away around 1415. So we are currently in 1447. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghadda, rahimahullah, passed away around 1415, so about 32 years ago. So he wrote many, many works, but one of the, mashallah, it's an amazing work, قِيمَةُ الزَّمَنْ عِنْدَ الْعُلَمَاءِ, the value of time. Today, as an ummah, unfortunately, we don't have value of time. Today, we have Muslims in Mina, in Arafat, in Muzdalifa, playing cards to kill time. Because we can't pass time. If you can't read Quran, and if you can't read aspects of deen in Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifa. Today we have Muslim Ummah speaking about football and cricket in the graveyard. Hassan Bisri rahimahullah used to say, if you can't remember death in the graveyard, where will you remember it? Now just imagine the place where you can only see death. And there the only thing we are thinking about is something else. So, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you an amazing gift. So, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghadda, rahimahullah, says, after the blessing of Iman and Islam, the greatest gift that we have is the gift of time. Ni'matul waqt. But I don't want to speak about waqt, inshallah, here. I want to speak about another topic. But we need to realize, number one, the fact that Allah ta'ala has given me and you Islam. This is an amazing gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we should always thank Allah ta'ala for Islam, Iman. Allahumma laka alhamdu bil Iman. Allahumma laka alhamd bil Islam. Allahumma laka alhamd bil Quran. Allahumma laka alhamd bi nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? La in shakartum la azidannakum. You thank Allah, Allah will give you more. Should all the time you should say Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Oh Allah, all praise belong to Allah, and all shukr and thanks and gratitude gratitude we show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in one of the last ayat of the Quran that came down, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. I chose Islam for you as a religion. We should be happy. And the reason I'm mentioning this today, we are living in a time where you got the concept of the far right and you got the issue of Islamophobia. You got the case of Islamophobia, where the entire Muslim world is led to believe Islam goes hand in hand with terrorism. If you are a Muslim, and mashallah, you know what they said, you know, everything died down. Huntingdon, the attack in the plane, you know, in the train. Mashallah, you know, we have not yet been able to determine if it was a terrorist attack or if it was terror related. You know, Reform, they are absolutely silent. Badenoch, she is completely silent. You know why? Because he's not a Muslim. So we are living in a time today where the ideology of the West is to make sure you distant Muslims from their religion. Unfortunately, that is the case. Today you have the entire secular Western education system is prepared and geared in a manner whereby you keep everyone jahil. You keep everyone jahil. You keep everyone ignorant. So the first thing, me and you, inshallah, you should be proud that you're a Muslim, no matter what the West says. And mashallah, you know what Yusuf Islam said in 1977 when he embraced Islam for the former Cat Stevens. What did he say? I was lucky I met Islam first. And then I met Muslims. If it was the other way around, if I had come into Islam because I had Muslim friends, then maybe today I might not have been a Muslim. But I was lucky I met Islam first. So the beauty of Islam is the beauty of Islam. What did the Messenger of Allah salam say on the occasion of Khaybar, in the battle of Khaybar? What did Rasulullah say? He told one sahabi, Munadi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to give two i'lan, to give two announcements. Announcement number one, give everyone the announcement, أَنَّهُ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٍ. Only a believer will enter into Jannah. So number one, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٍ. And give announcement number two in Khaybar, in the battle of Khaybar, after the Muslims were victorious over the Yahud in the area of Khaybar. What did Rasulullah say? Give the announcement, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدْ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Allah Ta'ala can take the work of deen not only with a sinful man. Allah Ta'ala can take the work of his deen. Allah Ta'ala can take it with birds. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعْلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. You know, وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. Allah Ta'ala can set birds. Allah Ta'ala can take the work of his deen with animals. We don't need, Allah Ta'ala does not need me and you. So Allah is independent. But now, see, number one, so my message for today, inshallah, number one is proud to be a Muslim. Allah says in the Quran, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. I chose Islam as your deen. I chose Islam as your deen. Now, the second message that I would like to leave you with, mashallah, no, just continuing with that. Look at the Sahaba. Look at the Sahaba. They were proud of their Islam. That's why you have Bilal, who tolerates what he tolerates in Makkah Mukarramah. You know, the way Sayyidina Bilal is persecuted in Makkah Mukarramah, and how he is tortured in Makkah Mukarramah, that mashallah, you know, Ahad, and this is why the only person in Islamic history to be able to give the azan from the roof of the Kaaba is Sayyidina Bilal. Sayyida Sumayya bint Khayyat, who is the mother of Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir, the wife of Sayyidina Yasir, where Rasulullah passed by when they were being tortured by Abu Jahl. And Rasulullah said, Sabran ala Yasir, فَإِنَّ مَوْعِدَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Your destination is Jannah. Just persevere and just endure. Look at the Qurbani of Sumayya bint Khayyat. Why? Because they were proud of Islam. Because they were proud of Islam. But now, I want to highlight to yourselves something else. Why did Islam come into the world? Islam came into the world to eliminate Jahiliyyah. Islam came into the world to eliminate and destroy Jahiliyyah and the concept of Jahiliyyah. Jahiliyyah means, see, inshallah, I'll highlight what the word Jahiliyyah means, inshallah, later on. If you look at the Quran and Hadith, you will find a few incidents, examples. You'll find the incident, one of the most iconic incidents in Islamic history. One of the most iconic. and it's very, very historical from the seer of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam. Sayyidina Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, when he went to Abyssinia and he spoke to the king there. Hadith is mentioned by Imam Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, and you can have a look there. What was the lecture he gave in front of King Negus? What was the lecture? Ayyuhal Malik, kunna qawman jahiliyya. Kunna qawman jahiliyya. Na'budul asnam wa na'kulul maytah. And then he goes on. It's an entire lecture of Sayyidina Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. But what did he say? Kunna qawman jahiliyya. We were an ignorant community. Islam came and it took us out of the ignorance. So that's why Islam has come. Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. His hadith is quoted by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari, in Kitabul Fitan, in the chapter of Fitan. And inshallah, you know, we really need to read what Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehelvi rahimahullah has written in the chapter of Fitan. And there he highlights that there are six different types of fitna and trials that will fit this ummah, or that will hit this ummah. And you know, he's mentioned the six types. You can have a look, inshallah, what Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned multiple, over 100 riwayat in the chapter of Kitabul Fitan, right towards the end of Sahih Bukhari. You can have a look, inshallah. You know, I'm not saying read the translation of Sahih Bukhari. I'm not saying that. You see, because in order to study Bukhari, you can't merely study Bukhari by way of looking at the translation of Bukhari. You don't do that. You either read the entire commentary, or you have someone, a reliable commentary, or you have someone who you can study Bukhari with. You need a teacher to learn. You need a genuine, reliable teacher who you can study with. You know, because people can become. You know, there are many, many riwayat, you can get lost. You can absolutely get lost. So you have to be very, very careful what you read. Khair. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in Kitabul Fitan, has mentioned the riwayat of Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. Where Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, he says himself, I was an individual, constantly I used to ask the Messenger of Allah about evil. Everyone else from my companions, they used to ask about khair. They used to ask about good. Messenger of Allah, you know, what can we do in order to elevate our position into Jannah? Messenger of Allah, what can we do to give us entry into Jannah? How can we become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But me, I used to ask the Messenger of Allah about evil. Why? Because when that time of evil will come, I know Rasulullah prophesies this evil coming. In that riwayat as well, you will find Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, he said what? He said, Messenger of Allah, we have come from the times of Jahiliyyah. And then Allah Ta'ala sent you. And now we have khair. In the time of the Messenger of Allah, there was only khair. Now Messenger of Allah, there was only khair. Now after this khair, will there be shar? After this khair, will there be shar? And the Messenger of Allah said, yes. There will be, after the khair, there is going to be shar. Which was an indication from the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that after the zamana of the Messenger of Allah, after the zamana of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar, there is going to be shar that will strike the ummah. Fitna that will strike the ummah. And that's why you have the battle of Jamal, you have the battle of Siffin, and then you have Waqi'atul Harra, and then you've got all the Khawarij, and the battle of Nahrwan, and then you've got, you know, the zamana of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, and you've got the zamana of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, waghira waghira. You know, that was where Rasulullah said, after khair, you will have shar. You will have shar. Then just on the side there, Sayyidina Hudhayfa continues in that riwayat of Bukhari. He continues in that riwayat of Bukhari where he says, I heard two hadiths from the Messenger of Allah. I've seen one, I've not seen the other one. One has already materialized and I've seen it in the time of the Messenger of Allah. The second one, I've not seen it yet. And look what he says. Number one, what did the Messenger of Allah say? Honesty and amanat. Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard. Amanat was revealed into the hearts of people. What does that mean? Into the root of the hearts of people. Meaning, you were born with an innate nature of honesty, of amanat. When someone will give you something, inshallah, you'll give it back. You have a sense of amanat. Rasulullah was as-sadiq al-ameen. Every sahabi was as-sadiq al-ameen. So you are born with that fitrah. You are born with that innate nature. What does Shah Waliullah rahimahullah say? Shah Waliullah says one of the greatest fitan towards the end of time is people will come out of their fitrah. People will lose their fitrah. something that you were created with. So Sayyidina Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman is saying, Allah Ta'ala revealed amanat, honesty into everyone's heart. And I saw that, because in the time of the Sahaba, everyone was honest. And then look what he says. Then Rasulullah highlighted how honesty will be taken out of the hearts of people. It'll go slowly, slowly, slowly. Sayyidina Hudhayfa, towards the latter part of his life, before he passed away, he says, now I don't know who to trust. In other words, amanat has been taken. So fitrat, you know, people will lose their fitrah. People will lose their today in our time. You ask me, if you think you can trust everyone and anyone, mashallah, you only need to do one thing. Give him money to borrow. And then you will see, mashallah. As a Mawlana Masihullah Jalalabadi Rahimahullah used to say, only give money to borrow to someone what you know you can lose. There's no tension. There's no tension. Why? Because you know you can lose it. Someone comes to you, the other day one imam came to me and says he's buying a house. Can you please lend me between 5 to 10,000 pounds? I said to him, I can give you 100 pound hadiyah and this is yours, I don't want it back. But I can't give you 5,000 and 10,000. Why? Because I can't lose it. But I can lose 100, no problem, I'll give it to you. If you learn, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahimahullah, he told, and I was in the gathering when he mentioned this, if you want peace in your life, then only give to people to borrow what you know. If you don't get back, if you don't get it back, there's no tension. Today, people out of greed, no, not today, a few years ago, many years ago, people invested in Dubai. Why? So mashallah, 100,000 is going to become 200,000. MashaAllah, you know what people have done? People have borrowed money. I know someone in London who borrowed money to buy bitcoins. Oh, MashaAllah, he's got a very strong heart. Because have you seen Bitcoin? The way it fluctuates. When Trump said something the other day, in one day, Bitcoin came down by $15,000. Today, I don't know if you know, Bitcoin came down by approximately $6,500 in one day. $6,500. Just imagine you borrowing money. Anyway, there will come a time, honesty will go. And this is a fitna of the time. But my topic for today is Islam came to eliminate jahiliyyah. Eliminate jahiliyyah. If we are Muslims, we must not have jahiliyyah within our lives. Now, what is jahiliyyah? Jahiliyyah comes from the word jahl. And the word jahl means ignorance. It means not knowing. Not knowing. But jahiliyyah is not jahalat. Jahiliyyah is not knowing and then not knowing that you don't know. It means the illusion of the truth. Say, example, what Trump is doing today, that guy is a complete jahil. Complete. You know, you can call him ajhal. So mashallah, everyone is wrong. Mashallah, every platform is fake news. The only true news is his Truth Social. That's the only platform that you have. What is jahiliyyah? Jahiliyyah is not only not knowing. Not knowing that you do not know. So now whatever comes in front of you, okay, you are, let's say, deluded to understand that it is a truth. Now, if you look at the Quran and the concept of jahiliyyah in the Quran, you will find four different aspects that the word jahiliyyah has been used in the Quran. Like I've told you, mashallah, we should be proud to be a Muslim, but we must make sure Islam came to eliminate jahiliyyah and ignorance. And you know what the Quran says? Look what the Quran says. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. Don't brazily expose yourself as the women used to in the days of jahiliyyah. But jahiliyyatul ula. The fact the Quran said jahiliyyatul ula, what does that mean? There is going to be jahiliyyatun thaniya. If the Quran says that was jahiliyyatul ula, that implies that there is going to be a second jahiliyyah, a second time. The time that we are living in right now is jahiliyyatun thaniya. Before the end of times, okay, we are living in a zamana of complete ignorance. Now let me tell you, there are four things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned when you are related to, when you're talking about jahiliyyah in the Quran. And inshallah, I don't have time, but I'll just try and mention the four different types of jahiliyyah. Number one, jahiliyyah and ignorance in regards to the essence and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you call it jahiliyyah fil aqidah. Jahiliyyah fil aqidah. In other words, today, you ask me, and you know, you ask yourselves, and I ask myself, how many people know today and properly recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way we are meant to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I will share with you the ayat of the Quran. It's in the Quran, it's in Surah Ali Imran, which is Surah number 3, and it's ayat number 154. If you get a chance afterwards, please do have a look. It was the occasion of Uhud. It's the occasion of Uhud. Who turned back? Who came back? Who came back at the 11th hour, right at the last moment? Who came back to Medina Munawwara? The Munafiqeen. Abdullah ibn Ubay al-Munafiq, he turned back. Muslims were only 1,000. 300 Munafiqeen, they came back. 300 Munafiqeen, they come back to Medina Munawwara at the last moment. You know, it's like you're looking at the battle was about to start after Fajr Namaz, sometime after Fajr. On Saturday morning in the month of Shawwal, in 3 AH, around the 17th of Shawwal, the battle is about to start. Rasulullah read Fajr Namaz, and after Fajr Namaz, he straightened the rows of the Sahaba. So everything is straightened now. Just before that time, the Munafiqeen returned back to Medina Munawwara. And when they come back, what did they say? When they come back, what did they say? If the Muslims, see, now they've come back, Muslims have lost 70 lives. 70 lives have been lost, and there was, many Sahaba were injured, even rumors of the demise of the Messenger of Allah. And you know, there is an interesting question here. Why was the rumor spread that Rasulullah has been martyred on the occasion of Uhud? Why? It was to mentally prepare the Sahaba that tomorrow a time is coming when Rasulullah will actually die. So you need to be prepared. So they were mentally prepared to acknowledge that there is a time coming. Muhammad alayhi salam is not going to stay in your midst forever. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولِ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. If Muhammad dies, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then are you going to turn back on your heels? مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدٍ فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدٍ قَدْ مَاتَ وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. Muhammad, you know, if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will never die. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. You worship Muhammad, you need to know Muhammad has passed away. خير, anyway, so when these munafiqeen, when they came back, and obviously the Muslims have now lost 70 lives, what did the munafiqeen start saying? They started saying, if only لو كان لنا من الأمر من شيء ما قتلنا هاهنا. You know, had you listened to what we had to tell you and not gone outside Medina Munawwara to the plains of Uhud, because Abdullah ibn Ubay al-Munafiq said, oh Muhammad, my mashwara is that you don't take the people outside Medina. We should defend Medina Munawwara from within and don't go outside. So Abdullah ibn Ubay and the 300 people are saying, you know, we should have stayed here. So what did they say? Had Muslims listened to us, they would not have died. What does Allah say there? يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقَّ ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Not knowing Allah and the decree of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala classifies in the Quran as ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. You are trying to assume Allah Ta'ala did not know they are going to be martyred. Did Allah not know? Despite that, Allah Ta'ala took them out to Uhud. So you are trying to educate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had Muslims listened, then nothing would have happened to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is jahiliyyah fil aqidah. We must understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of His names, by way of His attributes. We have to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, everything connected to Allah is what? Why do you read Subhanallah? Why do we say Subhanallah? Hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari in Kitab al-Da'wat, in the chapter of where he mentions about dua. You know dua? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. من قال سبحان الله وبحمده في اليوم 100 مرة حطت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. You say سبحان الله وبحمده 100 times every day. Allah Ta'ala will wipe out your sins, even though they are equivalent to the foam of the ocean. Allah Ta'ala will wipe out everything for you. Try and make a habit of reading سبحان الله وبحمده 100 times. But you know, it's, you believe me, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times, it will take you no more than 2 minutes. Bas, 2 minutes. We've got two, three, four, five hours for TikTok and for WhatsApp. And we don't have 2 minutes for Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. But you know when you say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, what does that mean? What does it mean? It means everything connected to Allah is pure. Allah is Himself pure. Number one. Number two, the deen of Allah is pure. The book of Allah is pure. The anbiya that Allah Ta'ala sent, they are all pure. They are all, you know, the teachings that we have been given in our deen, mashallah, they are all pure. You know, there is nothing wrong in the teachings. You know what they say today? We need to change the Quran. Why? Because the Quran is outdated. The Quran was never dated to be outdated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give a date to the Quran. So we need to understand properly in terms of our aqidah regards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at the last surahs of the Quran, if you look at para number 29 and para number 23 in the Quran, 29 and 30 in the Quran, over and over again, Allah is mentioning what? Ma'ad. He's mentioning qiyamah. Surah Naba, inna yawm al-fasl kana miqata. إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا. Look at والنازعات غرقا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة القارعة. ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها. You look at all the surahs. You got a mention of what? You got a mention of قيامت 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 قيامت. But you know people, Allah knew people will not acknowledge قيامة. So what does he do? He mentions two qualities with the mention of قيامة. Number one, sifatul ilm. And number two, sifatul qudrat. Allah always mentions, where you find the mention of qiyamah in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala will mention one of His two qualities. Number one, Allah Ta'ala will mention His sifat and the attribute of knowledge. See, why is it difficult for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to recreate you when He knows where all your particles have dispersed to after you die? Why is it difficult for Allah to recreate you when He has the power? You want to see the nails of Allah? Look at the mountains. They are the nails of Allah. You want to look at the floor of Allah? Look at the earth. You want to look at the roof of Allah? How big is your roof? You want to see the roof of Allah? وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. You want to see the pegs of Allah? وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. You know, look at the farsh of Allah? وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُتِحَتْ. You know, if you look at it, it's so amazing. And you know, mashallah, it's interesting. For those brothers who understand the Arabic language, the word satahun in the Arabic language means roof. One of the meanings is satahun in the Arabic language. Okay, as-satah or as-saqfa. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying? Have you seen wa ila al-ard, the earth, kayfa sutihat, how that has been flattened, number one, how it has been smoothed out. Or you can say, how it has been made a roof over you. Now the question is, how is the earth a roof? The sky is a roof that you and me can understand. But how come the earth Allah Ta'ala classifies as a roof? Why? Allah Ta'ala is telling me and you, there will come a day in your life when you will be inside the ground. And after that, the earth is going to be a roof for you. So that's an indication to death. Okay, you're going to die. You'll be lowered into your grave. And that is the time when over your grave, you got the earth. And that is going to be your satah. That will be your roof. We need to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must not have jahiliyyah fil aqidah. So this is number one, jahiliyyah fil aqidah. Understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if we don't. See, what is the cure of, what is the cure of jahiliyyah fil aqidah? We must educate our children in regards to our aqaid, in regards to our beliefs. Because if we don't, our children are being driven away in schools from their true aqaid. We have to study with our children what is our belief in regards to Allah. You know, today we are living in the time of jahiliyyah. We've not recognized Allah. Today something happens to me and you. You know what they say? I don't know what Allah intends. Does Allah even care? Does Allah even care? If Allah cares, why is there so much chaos in the world? Why is there so much fasad? Why are children being killed in Gaza? Why are women being made widows in Gaza? Why? Because we don't recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, today me and you, we will say, but you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't seem Allah is listening to my dua. Because we do not know, we are in a state of jahiliyyah fil aqidah. We've not recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that will happen, when you don't recognize Allah, what will happen? What will happen? You lose tawakkul. You lose reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have jahiliyyah fil aqidah, what happens? because of jahiliyyah fil aqeedah, what will happen? You are now scared of the creation of Allah rather than the creator. Because you've not understood. Today people are scared of America. But we're not scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today me and you are scared of Jahannam. We're not scared of Jahannam. But we are scared of every other power of the world. So number one is jahiliyyah fil aqeedah. Inshallah, my time is over. I'm just going to highlight the four aspects of jahiliyyah which are mentioned in the Quran. Number one, jahiliyyah of aqeedah. Number one. Number two, jahiliyyah of injustice. Jahiliyyah, inshallah, I'll elaborate on next time, inshallah. Jahiliyyah of injustice, number two. Number three, jahiliyyah of immorality. Jahiliyyah of immorality. We need to come out of that. Jahiliyyah of immorality means where zina, immorality, indecency, you know, obscenity will become the norm. Where people will come out of their fitrah, where they are inclined to the same gender. You know, this is all jahiliyyah in terms of immorality. That Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. And the last jahiliyyah is jahiliyyah of superiority. Where a person feels that I am superior to every other individual. Why? Because I am from the Quraysh, because I am from there, because I am from there. Jahiliyyah, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى. There is no difference. All of you are the same in the sight of Allah. Who is noble? إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to come out of the jahiliyyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to study, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be strong in terms of our knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of the look, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah Ta'ala has many beautiful names. Study them. Recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala by way of His name and attributes. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, inshallah. Just a few announcements, inshallah. Announcement number one, there is a brother Abdul Hakim. His daughter is only 12 years old. She's in coma, and she's been diagnosed. She's in coma. She's not conscious at all. Please make dua for her. She's only 12 years old. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a healthy and a speedy recovery. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant whatever is best for her. And may Allah grant immense sabr and patience to the family, inshallah, father, mother, etc. May Allah grant them immense patience, inshallah. Sister Firdaus from Morocco is in a hospice in Harlow. She came from Morocco. She's only 27 years old. She's currently in a hospital in a hospice in Harlow. Please just make dua for her. Allah Ta'ala grant her whatever is good, whatever is best for her, because she has absolutely no family, nothing at all here. But mashallah, Muslim sisters in the locality have been immense. They've been very, very good. They've gone to visit her. They've gone to give her comfort. And mashallah, she is going through the last phases of her life. Inshallah, please make dua for her. Allah Ta'ala grant her best for her, inshallah. And if it's meant to be that she goes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala take her in the state of iman, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala receive her in the best way, inshallah. There is a woman-only workshop next week, Sunday, 23rd of November. Master your mindset through faith. So there is a program, inshallah. The poster will be outside, so you can, inshallah, please do have a look. The last announcement, inshallah, you know, the container that we have outside, the green container, which is, I think, meant to be for clothes, waghera. So people are bringing Islamic literature, they are bringing books, they are bringing kitabs, they are bringing paper, Allahu Alam, new newspapers, and dumping it there. Okay, please, you know, this is something that we've got to note there at the side. You know, rubbish, paper, pillows, duvets. Okay, you know, they do not want toys, they do not want rags, they do not want those things that, you know, we would not be using for ourselves. You know, you don't dump things which are given in charity. You don't, what you're never going to use for yourself. We'll say, you know what, the poor can have this. Okay, we should learn, inshallah, to give the best in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حق التقوى وتمسكوا بدينكم وكونوا من أهل البصيرة والهدى أيها المسلمون، ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم أربعة أنواع من مظاهر الجاهلية، ونهى الأمة أن تعود إليها أو تتشبه بها. النوع الأول حكم الجاهلية، قال سبحانه وتعالى: أفحكم الجاهلية يبغون ومن أحسن من الله حكما لقوم يوقنون. وحكم الجاهلية هو كل حكم يخالف شرع الله سبحانه وتعالى، سواء كان عادة أو قانونا وضعيا أو رأيا متبع بلا دليل. والنوع الثاني ظن الجاهلية، قال سبحانه وتعالى عن المنافقين يوم أحد: يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية. والنوع الثالث تبرج الجاهلية، قال سبحانه وتعالى: ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى. والتبرج هو إظهار الزينة أو الجمال أو ما أوجب الله ستره. وأعظم ما يخيف على الأمة اليوم تبرج النساء والإسراف وإظهار المفاتن. والنوع الرابع حمية الجاهلية، قال سبحانه وتعالى: إذ جعل الذين كفروا في قلوبهم الحمية حمية الجاهلية، وهي التعصب الأعمى، تعصب للقبيلة، تعصب للقومية، تعصب للمذهب، تعصب للحزب، تعصب للرأي. والإسلام جاء ليجمع لا ليمزق، ليهدي ولا ليفرق. يا عباد الله، إن هذه الأنواع الأربعة ليست مجرد تاريخ، بل فتن تتجدد في كل زمان إذا غاب العلم وضعف الإيمان. نسأل الله أن يجنبنا وإياكم مداخل الجاهلية وظلماتها. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. أيها المسلمون، إن علاج الجاهلية يكون بالرجوع إلى الوحي، تمسك بالقرآن، والاقتداء بسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وتزكية القلوب بالإيمان، وطلب العلم الشرعي، ونبذ العصبيات، والثبات على الحياء والعفاف، وتقديم حكم الله على هوى النفس. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من أمراض الجاهلية. اللهم ارزقنا اتباع القرآن والسنة والوقوف عند حدودك والرضا بقضائك. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please make sure all the gaps are filled in, inshallah.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا، لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا. ذلك اليوم الحق، فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا. إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا
يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
طيب مبارك في الله.
الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي العظيم.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
تحيات لله والصلاة والطيبة السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين محمد وعلى صليت على إبراهيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. اللهم أنت سلام ومنك سلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم عيننا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا رب. صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. تب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, just just a small announcement, inshallah. I will be traveling to South Africa for the next week, just for 6-7 days. So inshallah, I will not be here for next Friday. So the reason I mention this is, please inshallah, if something happens, inshallah, please do forgive me if I don't return back. But inshallah, please make dua for me that the journey goes well, inshallah. And inshallah, we'll make dua for everyone as a musafir. But please make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept this journey. It is meant to be a journey for deen. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and Allah ta'ala grant ikhlas, inshallah. So we request everyone for du'as for the journey and the success of the journey. Allah make it spiritual, inshallah. And inshallah, we'll make du'a for yourselves as well, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan.